Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
By die 32, Johannesburg 30, Tzaneen en Emalahleni 28 grade. Die Jacob Zuma Stichting het bevestig die ANC sal vandag oud-president Jacob Zuma sy aanlyn appel verhoor aanhoor nadat hy vroeger uit die party geskors is. Zuma is in Julie geskors weens sy ondersteuning vir die MK-party eerder as die ANC. Die klag sluit in dat Zuma die MK-party in die openbaar onderskryf het en die ANC veldtog verwerp het. Aanklagte van bedrog teen die voormalige minister van sport, kuns en kultuur Zizi Kodwa en sy medebeskuldigde voormalige EOH uitvoerende beampte Gian McKay is teruggetrek. Die twee het vanoggend vlugtig in die Palm Ridge Handelshof verskyn. Kodwa en McKay is in Junie in hegtenis geneem oor beweerde omkoopgeld van 1.6 miljoen rand. Kodwa het die media by die hof toegespreek.
So I'm really grateful that I'm now talking to you as a free man. I'm already resuming my responsibility. My first responsibility now is to make sure that I align myself with activities of the ANC. Someone, I've already answered someone who was asking, what now do you do? I'm in the job market, I'm available. I can be a journalist, so I'm in the job market as you know that I'm unemployed.
'n 44-jarige polisie-sersant is gearresteer nadat hy na bewering sy vrou en huishulp by hulle huis in Masisi in die Wemba-distrik in Limpopo vermoor het. Die voorval het vroeër die week plaasgevind. Polisiewoordvoerder Lani Mashaba sê die sersant is aangekeer na 'n skietery met die polisie waarin twee beamptes gewond is.
He was spotted driving at high speed along Shitaba Road next when officers attempted to stop the vehicle. The suspect started firing multiple shots at them, prompting the police to respond. Swiftly. The suspect was therefore wounded in the exchange and one police officer sustained minor injuries. The police recovered a service pistol and ammunition.
Kaapstad se burgemeester Jordan Hill Lewis sê die uitsetting van onwettige besetters by die kasteel Goeie Hoop is vanoggend afgehandel. Die Weskaapse Hooggeregshof het in September 'n uitsettingsbevel aan die departement van openbare werke en infrastruktuur toegestaan.
This has been a very visible sight of urban decay for years. And its cleanup today is an important moment for urban restoration in our city. We also appreciate the urgent attention this matter has received in recent months from the custodian of the castle, the National Department of Public Works and Infrastructure.
En ons sluit af met nog nuus uit die buiteland, die dodetal na swaar reën en haalstorms wat kitsvloede in Spanje veroorsaak het, het nou tot 158 gestyg. Dis die dodelikste oorstromings in die land se moderne geskiedenis. Ek is Chanel September, our top story at this hour. The Jacob Zuma Foundation has confirmed that the ANC will hear former President Jacob Zuma's virtual appeal against his expulsion today.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye, and I don't know what it all means. But since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll fall.